Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. I'm with the one Sam Jones of S-Jam Boxing.
How you doing, mate? You all right?
Yeah, good, thank you. Nicking your jokes. Paulie's just texted you, isn't
he? Yeah, he's just sent me a message just asking about the situation in our country. We're just like going over like what's allowed and what's not, like the rules.
Okay, why does he want to know?
I don't know, he's just interested.
Sam, of course, a lot's going on with your man Joe Joyce at the moment, and the rest of your stable will talk about that. But firstly, congratulations, you'll be becoming a dad soon.
Yes, becoming a dad, looking forward to that. So got as I say, not many people got a lot of things to look forward to, so I'm very like count my blessings kind of thing. I'm just moving into a new house in the end of April. Got my baby becoming a father for the first time in back end of May. So yeah, I've got a lot to look forward to this year. So I'm very grateful.
Boy or girl?
It's going to be a boy, baby boy.
Okay. When did you?
May the 30th. I think I just said that, didn't I? Did I not? Okay. I don't know. Probably yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't want Alexander Usyk with Joe Joyce wound up on May 30th, would we?
No, it's a possibility. It's a possibility. No, it's no. I hope try not to get it to fall on that date. I think the missus will kill me.
What would you rather go to?
Oh mate, you can't ask me that. I can't miss the birth of my child, can I? I'll have to put it on Joe Joyce Usyk 29th for me.
So, what is the current situation? Give me the latest update on Usyk v Joyce.
As I say, I think there's news circulating that they're going to order the interim title, but there's been no official confirmation. But we've got S-Jam are in talks with Queensbury at the moment, and talks are going very, very well. And we're hoping we can give you some an announcement by next week.
This will potentially be for the WBO interim title.
Yes, that's what we believe is going to happen. But as I say. S-Jam, Queensbury are talking, and as the talks are really progressing nicely, and we hope to have a deal sorted by next week.
When do you think they're going to order that?
It could be any time now. It could be today. It could be next week. It's looking very positive.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the talks with Frank Warren and Queensbury. Mention that, please.
Yeah. Talks are going really well. So we want to also sign an extension deal. That's on the cards now. And as I just said, talks are going really well.
Also, you fully well know I caught up with Joe and Adam last week, and we talked about the contractual situation because there was a Sky Sports article that came out last week. Yeah. I just want you to make a comment on that quote as well. I think that was from yourself, actually.
Yeah. There's no real thing behind it, Umar. Contracts expire all the time, don't they? Footballers have contracts, boxers have contracts. So Joe's contract is due to expire, and the plan is to continue where we are. We're happy with where we are. Joe's solidified his position on Tyson Fury aside. He's solidified himself as the main man on that channel. So we're happy.
Of course, this is the news we want, because we want Fury v Joshua to be for the undisputed title. That's what it deserves.
So does Joe. Listen, as a boxing fan, we all want to see the undisputed fight. It's not fair, as I say, like who knows what's going to happen if there's a rematch signed with those two. But as a fan, I would like to personally see that. I think it's fair that that is for the undisputed title. I think both guys deserve it, and both guys deserve to have that title as undisputed champion. I believe that.
Well, let's work out the potential situation. We know Fury Joshua is going to be a two-fight deal, okay?
Yeah.
So,
do you? Who's told you that?
Well, it's been hardly talked about.
Who told you that, Imran? No, of course. You'd imagine so. You'd imagine so. It's a two-fight deal.
Okay. So, let's say the full version of the WBO is on the line for that first fight.
Yeah.
First fight happens. The winner will be stripped.
You'd imagine that's fair. Like it's the mandatory's due, and they're getting a. Rightfully so, they'll get like a pardon to fight each other for it. But then after that, the belt should by rights become free.
Well, I was going to say the WBO gets stripped off whoever wins out of Fury and Joshua, essentially making Usyk v Joyce a world title fight.
Yeah, that's you could look at it that way. But as I say, like it's and it, that's a worthy fight for a heavyweight world title, isn't it? So let's just see what happens. But as I say, as a fan, I'm looking forward to Joshua Fury and. Let's hope we can get Usyk Joe Joyce made as well, because that's another huge fight.
How confident are you that Usyk Joyce gets made?
Very confident.
Percentage?
I wasn't very good at percentages at school, Umar. I don't know. 90%. Is that good enough for you, Umar? Yeah.
And that winds up when? First half of the year, is that fair?
Joe's in camp now. For the Usyk fight, Joe's training now for Usyk. Camp started for Joe. So, and as I saw the other day, Usyk looks like he's in camp as well. So, you should imagine first quarter of this year.
It's fair to say, I think you guys have had it off a little bit here, because obviously we're in a situation where Alexander Usyk was mandatory for Anthony Joshua and was looking at either fighting him or getting a massive chunk of money to step aside.
Yeah.
Now he's in a position where the WBO are likely to order this as an interim fight. He doesn't get any step aside money. He's got to fight Joe Joyce.
As a cruiserweight, he's achieved everything. And again, I'm a big fan of Usyk. I've always made that like abundantly clear. I'm very, very fond of Usyk. I think he's one of the greatest cruiserweights of all time. Maybe the best. Maybe just behind Evander Holyfield. You got David Haye there as well. But he's definitely in the top three of all time cruiserweights. But as heavyweight, he fought that Chad Witherspoon. He didn't look so great. He didn't set the world on fire. And he had a very let's make no bones about it. He had a hard fight against Derek Chisora. Does that really warrant you getting a world heavyweight title shot against Anthony Joshua?
What I will say is that's a separate point. What I will say is he was in the position, so he was in that position.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying to you is just like I think, as I say, Joe Joyce has done everything asked for him. Everything asked of him. Jennings, Stiverne. Ustinov, Joe Hanks in America. Joe's had a hard trip. Daniel Dubois. Nobody gave Joe a prayer in that fight. So I think that this is a... maybe Usyk will feel hard done by about it, but I think it's a fair fight. It's a hard fight for Joe as well. Joe will go in that fight as, again, a big underdog against Usyk. But the winner's going to be in a great position, aren't they?
Well, I think Team Fury will be happy with his result. Team Joshua, Matrim, Queensbury, Top Rank, the fans, potentially... Usyk's team might be like, well, we could have got a load of money. We're fighting directly for a world title. Now we've got to fight the juggernaut.
Yeah, well, that's life, isn't it? That's life. He's going to fight Joe Joyce, but it's a rematch. I think the fans are really excited about the potential of Joe Joyce and Usyk getting in the ring again. It was a good fight in the WSB. People keep tagging me in the video of Joe getting jabbed in the nostrils a fair few times in that fight, but. Joe gave a good account of himself in that fight, but he was very raw in that fight, very inexperienced. And I think as much as it's a good middle ground in for the pros, 12-ounce gloves, 5 rounds, it's good. But this is 12-round fight with 10-ounce gloves. This is a different fight, and you'll see a different Joe Joyce against Usyk as well. And I'm very, very confident Joe is going to beat him.
Those people tagging you, probably the same people who thought Dubois would beat Joe.
The same people that were telling me Dubois was going to render Joe unconscious in one round.
So. Okay, Before we move on from the business side of things, last question on this. Mm-hmm. How confident are you that Usyk Joyce takes place on a BT Frank Warren card?
Very confident. Very, very confident. That's what we're working towards now. That's what, as I say, SJAM are talking to Queensbury about to make sure that ensure that happens.
Okay. And a deal will be reached soon, you think?
Yeah, soon. I would say very, very soon. As I say, talks are going very, very well.
Okay, I want you to put your fighting thinking hat on now.
Go on,
okay, so all throughout camp for the Dubois fight, you were totally confident Joe does it. Why does he do it against Alexander Usyk?
It's a strange one, because Usyk, again, at cruiserweight, I'd even go as far to say he's a genius, isn't he, at cruiserweight. He's not put a foot wrong. Barely lost a round as a cruiserweight.
Bradis might say something about that.
Okay, Bradis gave him a good fight, but Usyk's a fantastic boxer, isn't he? He's a great, great boxer, unified cruiserweight world champion. But this is a totally different ball game. Joe Joyce is on form. Usyk isn't on form at the moment, in my honest opinion. I saw Derek Chisora cause Usyk a lot of problems in that fight, and me personally, I think Joe's a better fighter than Derek. He's bigger, he's stronger, and he has better legs. And Joe Joyce is going to give Usyk hell, whether it's for inside the distance or if it goes 12 rounds. Joe is going to give him hell for 12 rounds.
Do you believe he stops him?
It's a possibility. If people don't think it's a possibility, they're daft. But it doesn't matter. Like Joe Joyce will attack Usyk from round one.
And even if it goes to the scorecards, I think you're totally confident that Joe will just outwork Usyk.
Joe, I believe so. I think Joe's got the better engine. He's definitely the bigger puncher of the two. He's definitely the stronger of the two. Usyk, okay, better legs, faster, but he's probably a bit sharper as well. But this is a very, very hard fight for both guys. Very, very stylistically hard for both guys. But I'm very, very confident Joe Joyce will beat Usyk.
Professional game, very different to amateurs and even the WSB.
Yeah, very different. Very different. As I say, if this was a four-round fight, I would say Usyk. I'll be honest, Usyk will beat him. But we're not talking about a four, five-round fight. We're talking about a 12-round fight with 10-ounce gloves on. As I say, Joe Joyce is going to bring him hell.
Do you think he'll approach it differently to the Daniel Dubois fight?
Yeah, it's a different style. Of course he will. Of course he will. It's a completely different fight, isn't it? It's Daniel Dubois has the ability to knock you out of one punch. As I say, Usyk's not a small punch. You've seen, like, as I say, what happened with Tony Bowie, but I think that was down to exhaustion, if I'm honest, when I watched that fight. And let's be honest, even the fight against Bellew, Tony Bellew was up on somebody's scorecards before Usyk won that fight. So we're not talking about an invincible guy here. Usyk is beatable, and Joe Joyce will beat him.
Sam, I said that you were totally confident with the Dubois fight, but I do remember there was a few nerves, and I think that's because Dubois and still has so much of an equaliser. Are you more confident that Joe beats Usyk than you were when Joe fought Daniel?
It's a hard question to say, because, yeah, of course, I get nervous when any of the guys fight. I'm always nervous, but I never told. I told you from minute one. As soon as I said Umar, that fight, I told everybody. I predicted another fight. We won't go into when I was bang on about that fight. About the fight, it wasn't long after Joe Joyce against Daniel Dubois. I told you what was going to happen in that fight. But Joe Joyce will go into that fight supremely confident against Usyk, as will his whole team.
Are you more confident, though, of beating Usyk than you
it's
were, Dan?
It's not about more confident.
Is it a better style?
I just think that... No, it's not. For stylistically, Dubois' style is better for Joe, because he's right in front of you. Usyk is not going to stand there and trade with Joe Joyce. He's going to be on his bike from the get-go. So it's going to be a harder fight, but I don't believe Usyk... Listen, any man can knock anybody out, but I don't believe Usyk has the power to... I don't think he possesses the power to stop Joe Joyce. I don't think so.
And what about when Joe lands on Alexander Usyk?
If Joe lands on Usyk, whether it's the body or the head, he's going to know about it. But Usyk can hold a shot. Make no mistake about that. He fought Murat Gassiev. Murat Gassiev punches like a horse kick. So it's not about that. But Joe is big and strong, and we're talking about a 19-stone man coming at you for 12 rounds, hurling shots at you in clusters of punches as well. So it's going to be a really, really interesting fight for the fans. And as I say, Usyk, genius at cruiserweight. Heavyweight, I'm not so sure.
Moving on from that, of course, whoever comes out on top out of those two fights between Fury and Joshua, there's a possibility that one of those will retire. But whoever comes out on top...
Do you know something we don't?
I'm saying there's a possibility.
Why are you speculating?
Do you not think it's a possibility?
Of course it is. Yeah, like they've both achieved a lot, haven't they? Joshua and Fury. But if Joe comes through the next fight, or if Usyk, whoever wins out of that fight, you'd think they'd want to fight the winner of that fight. It's the biggest fight in the world for them, isn't it?
Well, they're getting an undisputed fight.
An undisputed fight. You didn't think that too. Not many people put Joe in that bracket, did he, a few fights ago? But he's earned it, and he's earned it the hard way as well.
Before we move on from Joe, just talk to me about the rise of the juggernaut, because it has been quick, and obviously for yourself as well, because I know you got loads of fighters, but Joe was your first one.
I've got loads of fighters. I've got
nine.
You have
nine fighters. That's not a lot.
Right, but you signed a lot in a sort of year and a half, didn't you?
Can say so.
But what I was going to say was, Joe was your first client.
Yeah, Joe's
obviously rise means that you're rising. How has this all been for you, yourself personally, and obviously Joe?
I'm very fortunate that, as I say, I'm very, very fortunate. Joe was our first signing. Joe took a gamble on myself and Adam, and hopefully now that gamble's paid off for him. Do you know what I mean? Joe's at the top of his game, fighting at top level. Main event in shows where I believe he should be, but Joe's an Olympic silver medalist. Joe's. We can do our work on as S-Jam. We can do our work outside of it, but ultimately, your fighter has to go in there and produce the goods, which Joe has done on 12 occasions. So we're fortunate to work with a guy like Joe.
I know you.
What's this plonker doing over there, Umar?
I know you spoke about Daniel after the fight. Of course, we're hearing that he's back on the mend, and his eye's looking much better than it was after the fight with Joe.
After that, it's been a bit of a while.
I know he's got to see one more specialist, but I think he's looking to get back in training soon. How much of a force do you think Daniel can still be in the division?
I told Daniel after the fight that I said that, listen, all the build-up aside and stuff, I came out and said, Daniel Dubois will go on to have, I believe, a very good career after this. He's still, I would say, prospect wise, like Johnny Fisher aside, Solomon Dacres aside, he's still one of the top heavyweight prospects in the world. He's still an enormous puncher. He's still got a good jab. Do you know what I mean? He's only 20, how old is he, 23? He's 23, he's a baby, he can come again. He's got a good setup around him. Martin Bowers, Frank's promoted him great. He's going to come back, but now is the time of the juggernaut.
Let me ask you about a fight that might be made at the in a few weeks. I think we're hearing between Filip Hrgović and Martin Bukolic.
Yeah, great fight, really great fight. I'm a really big fan of Big Filip, big fan of Big Filip.
Could that be a fight one day, Joe?
Yeah,
and Filip?
I want that fight for Joe and Hrgović, because I like Hrgović as a person. If Joe gets to where we believe he's going to get to, we will give Filip Hrgović a crack, because he's a great guy. I love his style. I love how he is, because you know Hrgović, you just look at him and you'll know he will fight absolutely anybody. He's not ducking anyone, is he, Filip Hrgović? You wouldn't want to burgle his house, would you? Big Filip. But yeah, I'm a big fan of him, very big fan of him. And Martin Bukolic, I like Martin as well. He's a lovely man as well in his own right, but that's a great fight. I hope it gets made.
Yeah, Billy Nelson seems very confident of his man's chances against Filip. What do you think about that?
Billy Nelson... He is a slightly delusional, a little bit, is old Billy, but that fight Clifton's laughing, but no, I was in the bubble, right, and we watched my mind's gone blank. Who did he fight? Who did Bukolic fight in the last fight? Sergey Kuzmin. On the day before Kuzmin fought Bukolic, I saw him go back three times to the dessert counter. He wasn't even serious. He was eating. He was eating cake.
Bukolic or Billy?
No, Kuzmin. Kuzmin. Or Billy. Probably Billy as well. But Kuzmin. He was just going back. He wasn't serious in that fight. And he just went in there and slugged it out with Bukolic. I didn't think either of them looked good in that fight, if I'm honest. I didn't rate the performance of either guy. Big Filip is a completely different ball game, in my opinion. I think Hrgović wins that fight.
Billy's got a force there with Martin, though. You've seen him spar in camp with Joe. He can really fight.
I've seen Bokoli spars better than what he fights so far from what I've seen. That's what I see. But Bokoli has the potential for sure. He does have the potential for sure. But we're talking about another guy with Ergovic. Like, he's tried and tested on the amateur scene. Do you know what I mean? He was sparring David Haye and Wilder when he was only a young kid. Do you know what I mean? And giving him a great account of himself. I remember David Haye telling me about Ergovic before he even, like, when he was on the amateur scene. David was like, Ergovic is a serious guy. But so that's the reason why I would give Ergovic the edge in that. I wouldn't be shocked if the fight went either way, but if you're asking me to put money on it, I would say Ergovic would win that fight.
Last heavyweight I want to ask you about is Mr. Tony Yoka. Thoughts on him?
What about him?
Could that be a potential fight, him and Joe?
Yeah, when he passes something more than a drugs test, yeah.
What are you laughing at?
It's true. He got prospect of the year, didn't he, when he fought once against Dave Allen and failed and then missed four drug tests.
Moving.
He's not done anything yet in the pro game, has he, really?
Well, you'd say his best win's what, Christian Hammer?
Yeah, and he looked dreadful in the process. That's a fight, yeah, definitely down the line, but Tony Yoka don't deserve to be in the ring with Joe Joyce just yet.
Moving on, let's talk about Mr. King of Albania, Florin Marku. Big fight. The fans are excited for this one with Rylan Charlton.
Yeah, massive fight for Florian, massive fight for Rylan Charlton. It's a must win for Florian as well, because, I mean, he's coming off a disappointing performance against Jamie Stewart. We won't talk about the decision because it was a disgrace, but nonetheless, it wasn't a good performance. But I'm happy, very happy it's happened. He doesn't understand why, but I'm happy it's happened because he realises that the changes needed to be made within his game, and he's doing that, and I can't ask any more from what he's doing at the moment, because he's trained so hard for this fight.
He feels like he's been disrespected recently from the comments from Ryland. Thoughts?
It is what it is. It's just talk, isn't it? Ryland's a nice guy. He's not a bad guy. He's got a weird haircut, but he's a nice enough fella, isn't he?
And he's linked up with a one Clifton Mitchell.
Yeah, Clifton. Yeah, big Cliff have brought him to Barbados. Shout out Mitchell Sporting Promotions. Big Cliff, go and point the camera over there. One Nation over there. No, this is 5 minutes from where I live, so it's actually really nice to be here and see Florian do the camp with Big Cliff. He's done an awful lot for boxing as Big Clifton, and Clifton himself deserves this chance with Florian. I think you're going to see a great performance.
Sam, can you just address the move from Don Charles to Clifton Mitchell?
There's nothing really to address. It's Florian wanted to be away for this camp, and the reason why I wanted Florian with Kurt Gibbons, who's a friend of mine, and Florian was doing his training, and Kurt Gibbons is a world-class strength and conditioning coach. He's more than just a strength and conditioning coach. He was a great boxer in his own right. So he brought Florian over here. Florian trains with his Greek coach, and Clifton's got a lot of experience to offer, and it's just kind of organically happened. It wasn't specifically planned this way, but Clifton offered myself to let Florian train in this gym, which was very kind of him, and they've just gelled really well together. They've got, to be fair, they're both very similar. They're both nutcases, the pair of them. So they look well together.
Wouldn't want to be stuck in a phone box with Clifton and Florian.
You wouldn't want to be stuck in an elevator with them pair, would you? Definitely not.
Just talk to me about the rest of your stable, Sam. So much going on for yourself. Run me through each fight. I know
John Hedges out. We'll start with John Hedges. He's out April the... Conor Ben Show, 10th. April the 10th. So he needs to put in a good performance, because his last performance was a bit shaky, wasn't it? Which was probably down to myself. I'll take the hit on that. But yeah, John's looking really, really well now under Mark. He's growing as a person. He's maturing. He's filling out a little bit more. And listen, John's going to go a long way in boxing, I assure you on that.
Okay. Johnny Fisher, rather?
Big Johnny Fisher, the Run for Bulls. A lot of people excited about his debut. He's fighting on the same show as Florian, so I'm really looking forward to that. February the 20th, yeah, against Matt Gordon, which is a good little test for Johnny for his first fight, but we expect him to come through that with flying colours.
Sol Dacre's on the Okoli card.
Big Sol on the 20th of March, really excited about him coming off the GB squad, and I'm expecting massive things from Sol. I think he's going to be a really special fighter, is Sol.
Laron Richards, what's happening?
Laron.
Laron?
Everyone always says it a bit. Diamante was going Laron. He was Laron, Laron, Laron. It's Laron. No, Laron.
Sniper the boss.
Sniper the boss. No, he's got a big, big fight coming up for the European title. So we're hoping to have an announcement on that next week.
Where do you think that will land?
In the UK.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's that against, Sam?
And there's the Italian guy. I forget his name.
Who have we missed out from your stable?
Lisa Whiteside coming back. She gave birth not long ago, but she's wanting to enter back into the bantamweight, super bantamweight mix, and she's prepared to fight the loser or the winner of the Courtney Ball fight or the Amy Timlin Carly Skelly fight. I think Lisa fought Carly Skelly and beat her in the ABA finals, so that was a cracking fight in itself. I was actually there for that fight. But yeah, so she's going to be coming back this year. Guido Vianello, he's going to be back out in April in Las Vegas. Announcement in next week or so about his fight.
I think that is everyone. I don't want to miss anyone out.
I think that covers everyone. Joyce, Dave.
Cody Davis.
Oh, so he was meant to. He was the whole debacle with Dan Aziz. Dan Aziz called Cody Davis out. We accepted the challenge. I rang Lee Eaton. I said, "Yeah, we'll take that fight, no problem." 5 weeks notice. Cody could have done with longer notice, if I'm honest. He's been out the ring for over a year now, well, nearly a year. But Cody and Gavin both really bang up for the fight, and then Dan Aziz decided he didn't want to fight for whatever reasons. But you can't call someone out and then not take the fight when it's accepted. I just think that's a bit strange, but it is what it is. Hopefully that fight will get made down the line. But Cody, we definitely out in the next couple of months.
Opponents wise, what are you looking at? You reckon
Dex Spellman, somebody like that, Liam Conroy? They're two really good fights we're looking at. But Cody will be back in the mix. He'll be in contention for a British title by the end of the year. This is what we hope for Cody.
Sam Jones, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. We look forward to your next one, because I'm sure that will be when Usyk Joyce is announced. We'll have a catch up then. Okay.
Yeah, nice one, Umar. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.
Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.